Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line now is Simone Blucknoot, who's a dietitian at Ash the Dietitian. Simone, a very good morning to you, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Simone. Yes, it is early in the morning. Very good morning to you. Yes, great to have you on board to chat about recent developments around sweeteners used in Diet Coke, which contains something called carcinogen. Now, what is carcinogen and what are the dangers? And also, what foods contain carcinogen?
Okay, so a carcinogen is basically any substance that can cause cancer or increase the risk thereof. Mm-hmm. So the specific substance in the Diet Coke that they're talking about is a sweetener called aspartame.
Yeah,
and some other foods that also contain carcinogens is, for example, red meat, and then pollution also contains carcinogens, and it's just basically stuff that can cause cancer or increase the risk thereof.
But Simone, okay, so what has led to this? Why introduce this into products?
I think when it is first introduced into products, they don't necessarily know that it could be a potential carcinogen. So then there's a lot of research done, leading back to what could have caused cancer. Mm-hmm. And then they make correlations and link certain products or certain food items to cancer as well. And then they decide that this could be a carcinogen.
Simone, besides this cancer danger which it poses, is there anything else which carcinogen can influence or affect?
I'm not pretty sure on that. But with the food related stuff, it's more in my area.
Okay. So when was this introduced compared to what did we used to deal with before compared to now?
What do you mean?
In terms of sweeteners, additives. What did we use before?
Okay, so previously with, for example, taking beverages, it was usually sweetened with sugar. So the reason why people started adding sweeteners is because of the link of obesity to sugar-sweetened beverages, especially like child obesity as well. And currently there's also increases in sugar tax, which makes it a bit difficult for products like that to be on the market without major price increases.
Sure.
So that is why there was also sweeteners introduced into these type of products, to help with weight management as well.
Tell me something, Simone. Is this on the increase now? Is there more carcinogens being added as opposed to before?
I think so. With more research being done, they are finding a lot more things that could lead to cancer, which means like you have to take it as it is, like obviously make the healthier choices where you can.
Right.
Just be mindful about it. But there's a lot of things that could be classified as carcinogens. So it is difficult to exclude all of these items from your life as well.
Right.
But just take a mindful approach.
Indeed, of course. Yeah, one's got to be mindful and vigilant with this kind of thing. Simone, besides carcinogens, what other additives, what other ingredients are being added to products these days which we need to be mindful of? I'm just opening up the discussion to you from a dietitian sure. and diet point of view, just so that listeners can, you know, rest assured about what else we should be wary of and mindful of besides carcinogens. What should we be looking at?
Just using like processed foods and diet cool drinks into consideration as well. So some of the things is sodium content. A lot of things you don't think has sodium, which is salt in the products, which actually has a lot of salt in, especially if you go for the processed food.
Mm-hmm.
And then stuff like Coke Zero also has caffeine in, which you do need to take into account. For example, caffeine has a half-life of 6 hours.
Right.
So your last cup of coffee should actually be around 2 o'clock in the afternoon if you want to get a good night's sleep. So just to take into account as well that some cool drinks also contain caffeine. So just to look out for that as well.
Very quickly, additives to foodstuffs and whatever, what should we be mindful of? What should we look out for on packaging? Because I don't know about you and fellow listeners, but you look at some of the packaging you encounter. Wow, you need to be a physicist or a chemist to decipher exactly what is being added to these products. So what should we be mindful of in layman's terms?
I think just be mindful not to have more than like two very processed foods in your day. So if there is a product that you like five ingredients on the ingredient list, you have no clue what this is, then maybe not have more than two of those items a day and try to go for the more natural type of food. Like with breads, like don't go into too much detail about, there is probably going to be stuff in that you don't know, but it's not natural.
No, so of course.
Some of the stuff is just a little bit bigger names, but try to not have too many processed foods and just go for the more natural foods during the day.
Indeed. Simone, we're going to leave it there. We've just about run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Mayhem this morning, just to give us a background as to what exactly to be mindful of, what to look out for with products that we consume in this day and age, be they soft drinks, Coca-Colas. Well, I'm just giving that as an example. Diet Coke, caffeine additives, what's added into other drinks, what's added into foodstuffs.